protests against the police killing of another black man are erupting across the country.
I am tired!
This one is over the killing of Casey Goodson Jr.
I do not want my son to be Casey Goodson. I'm tired because I don't want my daughter to be Breonna Taylor. I'm fucking tired!
Yes.
According to his family, Goodson Jr. hoped to become a firearms instructor and had a permit to carry a gun. So when law enforcement claimed he brandished a firearm at a sheriff's deputy while driving and then outside of his grandmother's house, it was out of character and a story they don't buy. Goodson's mother, Tamala Payne, stricken with grief, says he had a sandwich, not a gun, in his hand when Deputy Jason Mead chose to shoot and kill her son.
We will never be the same. And we still don't have answers as to why. Why are we going through this? What did he do? Why did he deserve this? Like, why? What did you do this for? What would make you do this to our baby when he didn't do nothing to you? He was just a black man coming home from a dentist appointment. He didn't do anything. And he was killed and murdered.
This counters the official police narrative. An attorney for the shooting officer, Mark Collins, says in a statement that Goodson pointed his gun at Deputy Mead. And quote, there has been confirmation that our client gave verbal commands for Mr. Goodson to drop the gun. Unquote. But there are reportedly no eyewitnesses to the actual incident. The closest witnesses were Goodson's grandmother, uncle, and 5-year-old brother. Family say he was shot while opening the door into his grandmother's house where they were, and they saw him fall down in a pool of blood. Franklin County's coroner listed Goodson's cause of death as a homicide, noting multiple gunshot wounds to the torso. Family attorney Sean Watson says that preliminary autopsy shows Goodson was shot in the back. He says even if Goodson did have a gun, it's not a license to kill. That's his right.
If someone wants to protest at the state house, they can carry assault rifles. That's if their skin is white. But as black people, we have to worry about whether carrying a weapon and exercising that right will lead to our death. Casey was someone who was killed on his kitchen floor simply because he was a black man and his skin was weaponized.
There's no body camera footage. It's Meade's word against Goodson's family. Since Columbus, Ohio does not require sheriffs to wear body cameras, and the deputy's SWAT vehicle didn't have a dash-mounted camera. But this isn't the first time Officer Mead has been involved in a lethal use of force incident. According to another family attorney, Sarah Gelsomino, Mead has priors and a record for being a cop who's abused his authority.
Way back in 2007, the documentation began about his problems. Insubordination, a history of violence. He was put for a period of time on the no contact with inmates list because he couldn't be trusted to have contact with inmates when his job was to care for inmates. And we know that he was involved in another use of deadly force case only 2 years ago. We need to know what steps were taken, if any, to ensure that this man was not a danger. What did this department know about him before they put him in this position where he resorted to violence and took Casey's life in his own home?
It's not just Deputy Mead the family wants justice from. Payne says law enforcement treated the entire family with bias as they let the officer walk. She says officers called her a bitch, and Officer Mead threatened to shoot relatives in the house after killing her son. The police killing has sparked protests in Columbus, Ohio, and other parts of the country, and more are planned Friday and this weekend. Payne is calling for peace and justice for her son.
My son was a peaceful man, and I want his legacy to continue in peace. I am calling for justice. I want Jason Mead arrested. I want Jason Mead charged. This is about receiving justice for my son.
The FBI is investigating the fatal shooting. Final autopsy results aren't expected for at least 3 months. I'm Christina Onnested, reporting for KPFA.